really not being able to do much was very difficult at first. You feel out of control. You're not in control of your life anymore. You're helpless and you really depend on other people. It can be humiliating.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
My name is Jeffrey Ricker, and I am from Scottsdale, Arizona. I was a professor of psychology for 26 years at a college here in Scottsdale. I began to lose my vision in 2017 after a series of surgeries, including cornea transplants. Those, along with glaucoma, took my sight. Within a few years, I went from fully sighted to totally blind within about 4 years. Really not being able to do much was very difficult at first. I was at home and living alone. I couldn't use my phone. I couldn't watch television. I couldn't clean my house. I couldn't do anything. There's about a six-month period there where I was just in limbo. And so that was very hard. You feel out of control. You're not in control of your life anymore. And you're helpless and you really depend on other people. It can be humiliating, really. It's just a loss of dignity. I began to get vocational rehabilitation to learn skills. I had to learn many new skills. It was like returning the first grade. I had to switch, of course, the computer, going from using vision to click on things with a mouse to using screen readers and keyboard commands to navigate. Very difficult. So being able to start doing things on my own, even though it was a long haul, was very empowering. Feeling that you are able to do what you want to do, that you are in control of your life. And also seeing people who had been blind and seeing that they could successfully live their lives, they could function every day in their lives. All of that helped gave me hope that I would be able to do this.
You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.